Morning, 7 past 7. Some said it was a shock, but let's be honest, there's no shortage of material and examples out there to show you economically we are in a world of pain. So Q3 minus 0.3, New Zealand Initiative Executive Director Oliver Hartwich with us. Oliver, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Does that mean we're in recession right now?
Yes, we are in recession, I mean, in a technical way. But then again, it doesn't really matter because forget about the technical recession bit. There was one other bit, actually, in the data yesterday that I found even more shocking because they revised their previous estimates for GDP. And altogether, the effect was that the economy is now 1.8% of GDP smaller than even the Reserve Bank thought when they last set the OCR.
Exactly. Where does this sit in totality of all the troubles we've had over the years? How much trouble are we in right now?
Well, we are in recession. We are in an economy that is significantly smaller than we had estimated. And we are certainly not the envy of the world, as the previous government and the previous Minister of Finance wanted us to believe. So we are actually developing a lot worse than our competitors in the OECD, than our competitors in Australia and Europe. And therefore, we have to be extremely concerned. And what makes it even more concerning is, of course, that all of this is happening while New Zealand is experiencing near record migration numbers.
Yeah.
So actually, when you look at it on a per capita basis, the picture is even more shocking. And seriously, when I looked at the figures yesterday, I was gobsmacked.
Exactly, as indeed was I. The per capita thing is a disgrace. So in the year, 0.6 backwards for us, Australia's up 2.1. The US is up 3%. What are they doing that we're not? Why did we cock this up so badly?
Well, you just have to look at the history of the last 6 years. I mean, was there anything business-friendly in the government's program that we had for the last 6 years? Probably not. So actually, what we're seeing now is that this new government is cleaning up some of the messes. They've started this week by giving the Reserve Bank a proper mandate for just price stability. They have continued the reforms actually by repealing the fair pay agreements, and that was about time, because again, that wouldn't have helped economic growth. And when you now go through the 100-day program and the coalition agreements, you can see that there are policies in there that will get the New Zealand economy back on track, and then we can hopefully grow our way out of trouble.
I hope so. Oliver, have a great Christmas. I've thoroughly enjoyed having you on the program throughout the year. And by the way, congratulations on that piece you wrote just this week, I think, on the war. And I think you're spot on about that. As the West dithers, we're going to be in trouble. So well done on that, and have a great break.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Nice to see you. Oliver Hartwich out of the New Zealand Initiative. Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. At first, this unprovoked attack seemed to trigger a revival of Western unity and determination. Very good piece. Basically, he's saying what Putin's saying, and anyone who's got their eyes open is saying about that particular conflict and the role of America in it. Look it up. It's good reading. 10 past 7.